The song is called The Mission, and you tune to Travel Writers Radio. Well, while Donald Trump may have caused some former U.S. visitors to head north to Canada, there is a group of South Americans quietly confident that more Australians will visit them. And with direct flights even closer than going to Los Angeles, why not try that other American continent? Graham Kemlow spoke to Patricio Alwyn of LATAM Airways about their decision to fly direct from Melbourne to San Diego, taking just 13 hours.
Patricio, great news for people who would like to visit the continent of South America. Your airline, which is a joint venture that's ultimately come together now, LATAM, is going to fly direct from Melbourne to Santiago in Chile 3 days a week.
That's correct. We're starting our operations, our new service in October this year. We already fly to Australia daily via Auckland into Sydney. On a 787, and we're very happy to be expanding our operations into a new destination, a new port out of Australia.
And you've heard that a lot of business people are in Melbourne, have you?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're all very excited about it. Lots of business between Australia and South America, and yeah, I think just giving that extra service and a direct service as well for Melbournians, I think it's just massive news for everyone here.
Now, obviously, the people here in Australia are going to be asking, well, will you be bringing lots of South Americans to visit our continent, or do you think the traffic's going to be going the other way?
It's actually quite balanced between the both points of sales, as we call them, so between South America and Australia and Australia and South America. So it's quite balanced between the two sides. There's obviously, we're trying to develop as much Australia is a destination for South America as we are developing South America as a destination for Australia, and we want to keep that growth that we and that momentum that we've built with the existing services and continue the growth that we're having with this new service.
Patricio, what percentage do you expect might be leisure and what percentage might be business?
Usually it's about 70-30 or 80-20 around that time, that percentages.
70 leisure?
Leisure, yeah. Yes, leisure and BFR traffic, so visiting friends and relatives. South Americans living here in Australia who go back to visit their families, as well as Australians coming who are living in South America, which are fewer than Latin Americans living here. But there's still a few, and they come visit their families as well.
Now, which parts of South America? It's a huge continent. I think if we remodel it, it'd probably be about the same size as Australia. Maybe it's even bigger. Yes. Which countries does LATAM Airlines cover?
We cover the whole region, basically. We serve 115 destinations in Latin America, or in South America mostly. So mainly the countries that we have domestic networks in Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador. So we pretty much serve every big or secondary city in all of South America.
Well, that's great. So the Santiago, is that a hub for you? Why have you chosen Santiago?
We started in Chile, our operations in Chile, and especially coming from this region into South America, our entry point to South America is going to be Santiago, so the Melbourne flight goes directly to Santiago, as well as the Sydney-Auckland goes into Santiago. So from there, we distribute to the whole rest of the region.
Now, obviously, you thought there was potential in the market, but have you actually measured it? Do you know what built-up potential there is for this new link?
We've seen it for many years. We increased our capacity a couple of years ago when we introduced the Dreamliner into the Australian operation. That increased by nearly 30%, and the demand kept coming up and matching or catching up with the capacity that we were putting in. And I'm sure this will be no different with the new service.
And what aircraft are you running, and how many passengers, and how long is the flight?
So currently we serve Sydney by Auckland and into Santiago. That's about a 17-hour flight with the direct service from Melbourne to Santiago. It'll be around 13 hours on the way there, a little bit longer coming back. And both services will be operated with the Dreamliner, bigger version of the Dreamliner. Which is around 300, carries around 300 passengers.
And what's the mix? What percentage is that going to be economy? Do you have business and first class?
We have what we call premium business. That's 30 seats, and the rest are economy class. Some of them with a not quite premium economy, but it's got larger seats, more space, more room for the passengers, so it makes it more comfortable.
So three classes, basically, you pay, obviously, to get up to the premium economy level?
A premium business level, yeah. So there's economy class, what we call Space Plus, which is same service as economy, only larger seats, more space. And then there's premium business class, which is fully flat beds and all the full service for any business class.
So flying across to South America, is it a daytime flight? What will you sleep, or how will it work?
The current service out of Sydney is a morning flight, so you basically spend a night along the way. And the Melbourne flight will be a night flight, so you leave in the evening and arrive there in the evening as well. Coming out of Santiago, the Sydney flight leaves at night, nearly at midnight. So you sleep along the way and arrive here in the morning, which is perfect. And then for the Melbourne flight out of Santiago, we leave around midday and arrive here at around 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
So do you think families will look to try some of the adventure that obviously the continent offers for visitors?
I'm sure they will. It's a very exciting destination. It's very different to everything else. It's probably a new destination, or relatively new destination, and somewhere that we've seen a lot of interest in. And I'm sure families and people of all ages will enjoy the destination for sure.
Patricio, what are the top three things to see and or experience in South America?
Oh, it's hard to say three.
Have I got you choosing your children now? Have I?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I think the most obvious destinations. One is Machu Picchu with the Inca ruins. I think it's probably what people have in mind when they think of South America and looking at the indigenous cultures in Peru and in Bolivia. I think that's fascinating for people of all ages. Then there's Iguazu Falls, there's Rio, there's Patagonia as well. Going to the Andes, I mean, there's so many. It's so diverse that you can do so many different trips. And what's really good about it is that they're actually going to be different. We consider it as one destination out of here, but it's just the wealth of experiences that you can have is just amazing, and that's what makes it so attractive as well.
Can people expect a gourmet food and wine experience in the destinations you serve?
Absolutely, and probably one of the biggest ones, and it's being discovered at this moment, it's Peru. Peru is just massive in terms of gastronomical culture that it has, so diverse as well. If you look at it in terms of the restaurants, in the top 50 restaurants list, there's more than three Peruvian restaurants. When you compare it to what we have here in Australia, it's probably one or two. So just in one country in that continent, there's three already. There's Santiago as well. There's Sao Paulo. So there's many examples of very fine cuisine and gastronomical culture all over the continent as well.
And of course, wine is one of the great products of various parts of Argentina and places like that. Would wine lovers from Australia find easy drinking in South America?
Oh yes, absolutely. Definitely wine in Chile and Argentina, there's a massive wine culture, and probably a little bit different to what they find here, so they will find other things that are that maybe not so familiar with, which will bring another extra flavour to what we have here in Australia.
And some grape varieties we've not even heard of. I mean, we had a few things here tonight that were different. People were explaining to me what they were and where they were grown. So it really is a place ready for exploration.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's so much to see. It's a, as I said before, it's an exciting destination, so varied, so many different things that you can experience in South America. It's definitely one of the trips there that you need to do as soon as possible, and probably once you've been there once, you want to know a little bit more and experience it another time, and hopefully another time again.
I suppose the other thing to mention is that this is quicker to go to South America. Most people wouldn't think this is true, but it's quicker to go to South America from Melbourne than it is to go to the west coast of the US.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's probably 15 hours to get to Los Angeles, and it's going to be 13 hours now with the new service to Santiago. So it's become as closer as it's ever been, so convenient, and just the connectivity within the continent as well is just unparalleled as well. So very, very easy access to many different destinations and many different experiences as well.
Are you going to price it so that it's competitive with the US?
Absolutely, yeah. We are currently in a campaign at the moment, so we have a low season fare, which is very, very competitive with the US and with other destinations as well.
That was Patricio Alwyn speaking with Graham Kemelow.
You know, I do think South America is the great undiscovered continent for Australians. I think most of us have done the US and Europe and Africa because, you know, it's sung loud and long about going to see the animals while they're still there. And I don't think things are disappearing in South America. I think it's a whole new world of discovery.
Absolutely fascinating place. I went to French Guiana, which is on the northeastern coast of South America. Pretty remote place. Took me 3 days in a plane to get there. Went down from Florida and island hopped through all sorts of places, from Jamaica to Haiti, and ended up in French Guiana. This was work for work some years ago, but fascinating place and just totally remote.
Yeah,
there's nothing much happening in there apart from the European Space Agency, which has a base, which is why I was there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think there's so many places there, and these countries are huge. I sort of cheekily said to him, I suppose if we rearrange South America, we could sort of roughly fit it into Australia. I don't think that's right. I think there'd be a lot left over. It is a huge place. And even Cuba is a big, long island, as David Schulberg said to us last week. You know, you don't drive around that in 10 minutes. So I think interesting place to explore. I'm not sure where I'd go first. I just at one stage thought maybe Buenos Aires.
There's really magnificent waterfalls that's there.
Iguazu.
That's the one.
Yeah, the mission, that the music movie that we played music from, that I think is set in Iguazu Falls. And the classic image is of a guy, crucifix style, jumping off the top of the falls.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do that?
That's an amazing. I actually stayed. I went to Iguazu.
Did you?
I did. I think that was for our 10th wedding anniversary or something.
Wow.
And the only really good place to stay overnight is at the Sheraton because you can see the falls from your bedroom
windows.
That's
across the river, is it?
Well, not too close to the river. I'm not. Oh.
Because we've spoken on the show to Belmond, which is used to be called Orient Express, and they have a lodge that's in a national park across from Iguazu. And I don't think it'd be inexpensive. They tend to have upscale properties, but looked
fantastic.
Our
understanding is that, you know, that was the only hotel where you could get a full view, good view of the falls.
Yeah.
So you could go to sleep, see the sunset, you know, from your room.
Yep.
And in the morning as well, when, you know, not a lot of people are walking around, but you can see all the really big birds all hovering over the waterfalls. It's quite an amazing sight. Mm.
No, that sounds fantastic. What about the Amazon? That'd be all right to go up the river, wouldn't it?
Well, I did get to just the northern part of Brazil and touch into the Amazon and the forests and things. Just immense.
Yeah.
We were sort of on the top of this mountain looking down. It was just the massive green and forests was just unbelievable.
Yeah. See the rainforest while it's still there, eh?
Yes, for it's all too late.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a great night with the various South Americans. We had it at a little hotel in Paran. And they taught us how to make empanadas, which were yummy, but I only had one just because I'm trying to be good. And steak with a chimichurri, which is their garlicky green topping. So it was a good night, and Patricio Alwyn was a marvellous host. So thanks, Patricio.